Let's do it, man.
And it ain't given, it's earned. So let's go ahead and play 60 minutes and earn it, because it starts it up. Let's go front line on three. One, two, three. Oh,
this is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, if you're better than Chad, bring your butt here and play quarterback. You feel me? You don't know football. You don't know what's going on. You just see what's on TV. It's more than what you see on TV. It's bigger than that.
Talking about the entire team, but the quarterback remains what the fans want to talk about. That's for sure. It's a rainy night in Jacksonville. It kind of reflects the mood of a lot of Jaguar fans, and we're live at the stadium downtown for Jaguars All Access. Hi, everybody. Sam Kavaris, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. As we look back at the game in Washington yesterday and forward to the first home game coming up this Saturday against Indianapolis, the Jaguars are 0-2 this year. And yes, I know there are a lot of statistics about teams making the playoffs starting at 0-2. But remember, the Giants, the Saints, several other teams are also 0-2 as well. To talk more specifically about that, as he is every week, Jeff Loggeman joins us here live at the stadium. Jeff, 0-2 start is a hole to dig out of, and the Jaguars have to fix it themselves. Nobody's going to come run to their rescue.
No, and it doesn't feel good, and it's kind of hard to sugarcoat this one. That was a pretty much a physical domination by the Washington Redskins on both sides of the ball. Redskins played very well.
A guy who has shown up pretty consistently, though, is our guest here this week, and that is Ryan Davis joins us. Ryan, congratulations on the success that you've had, and I know that personal success doesn't translate whatsoever into what you really feel when you walk into that locker room with your teammates.
Right. It doesn't, but, you know, every day is a grind, and I'm just out here trying to get better along with my teammates.
Gus always says that days like today are what he calls days of honesty or meetings of honesty. So pretty truthful this morning.
Today, Monday is to tell the truth Monday. Okay. We got to come in here and take an honest look at ourselves, you know, see what happened in the game, see what we did, and really tell the truth about each individual man and his role and what happened in the game. So today, you know, was definitely a tough one after, you know, losing, dropping that one the way we did. But, you know, that's part of getting better, and that's part of the process.
Most of the fans that contacted me and I talked to today, more than anything, they were disappointed because they had seen such growth that they felt. Was that the same feeling you had as players?
Just a little bit. But, you know, once the game ended, you know, we got back here and evaluated ourselves. I think that was a step towards getting better. Obviously, you don't want to lose like that. You don't want to lose a game, period, but especially like that. But, you know, it's the NFL. Things can happen that way sometimes.
This is at the point where we had to pick top plays, and it was kind of like, okay, after the game. No offense, Ryan, but I mean, just like, okay, what do we do here? But you made a nice play, and we got a couple other ones.
That's right. So. And occasionally the Jaguars this year have done something they haven't done in the past, and that is put pressure on the quarterback.
And this one right here was outstanding by Winston Guy because it stopped the drive right at the end of the half. And Ryan, it took the Redskins out of field goal range, so it kind of stopped it for a little while.
Oh, yeah, it did. It did for a little while. And, you know, Winston made a great play, as, you know, Winston shows up too. And, you know, he just did a great thing by, you know, making him throw the Hail Mary at the end of the half.
And then you get in on the action. And this was actually a drive stopper for the first series of the game against RG3. I'm not a big fan of RG3. He's one of those guys that I probably had a little bit extra in sacking him.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's definitely fun anytime you can get to the quarterback, you know, no matter who it is that week. And it was definitely fun, you know, getting after him a little bit, you know, after, you know, seeing so much, you know, hype about him on TV and whatnot. But as a unit, we know we have to get better in that aspect. And, you know, we have to keep applying pressure throughout the game.
In our Baptist Health game-changing moment is the touchdown throw to Mercedes Lewis. They played that little under coverage, and the Jaguars read it, practiced against it all week, and made it happen for six.
I really like this play just because Mercedes high-pointed the ball, and that was something that he didn't do the week before in Philadelphia, and he's such a big wide receiver. The unfortunate thing with Mercedes is, the coach said today, he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. That's a big loss because the next tight end was a guy that they acquired opening week, Mickey Schuler.
Right, Mickey Schuler, who you played with his dad, right?
Yeah, that
makes me feel old.
Come on, you did, right? But I'm trying to give you some cred and also the lineage that, I mean, Schuler's he can become a player.
I actually talked to Mickey, I guess it was before the opening week, and I was talking to him about, you know, trying to adapt a new system like that. I mean, you're talking about, he's the only tight end on the active roster, and he just got here from Atlanta Falcons off of waivers, you know, 14 days ago, 15 days ago.
Yeah. Where a position that the Jaguars had Clay Harbor and Marcel Jensen and all kinds of guys in the preseason, and now it's very thin.
But the good thing is that, you know, just to kind of stay on this injury thing, with the injuries at tight end, Mercedes is going to be down for a while. Clay Harbor may not be ready to come back.
Right.
You have two of them on practice squad, and that's a spot that you're very familiar with. You're a guy that basically cut his teeth on the practice squad, and so you've got a belief in guys that can make it off the practice squad.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's one thing the guys on the practice squad got to understand, that they can play this game. For me, it was all about confidence and getting that game experience. And then once I got comfortable with it, I knew I could play. So the guys on the practice squad have to be ready anytime, because anytime they can really get called up. I remember I got called up on a Friday before the Cardinals game. So it can happen that fast.
And you've got to be ready. And as a guy who spent some time there, you can impart that to those guys. Hey, we may need you any moment, so be ready.
Definitely. You definitely got to impart. I definitely try to impart some kind of wisdom on them a little bit. Since I was on the practice squad for a year and a half, I know a little bit about it. It can be frustrating at times, knowing that you can play this game and not being able to play on Sunday, but that's part of, you know, becoming a pro. You have to adapt and get better every day.
The wisdom that you probably want to impart on all your teammates, too, is also the running game, both for your offense and for your defense. It's amazing that this has become such a passing league, but it still comes down to, can you run the football to set up the passing game, and can you stop the run to rush the passer?
Right. We have a saying, first and second, now you got to stop the run. You have to earn the right to rush on defense, and that means you got to get stops on first and second down. So you stop the run on first and second, you can pin your ears back and get after the quarterback a little bit, and that goes for the offense as well. If they can run the ball successfully, and they open up a lot of things on the offensive side in the playbook.